Petition for Patient Lanelle McLean, LANELLEMCCLAIN. Date of birth is 2/5/2756. Date of accident is 2/23/2025. Date of service will be 2/23/2025. The patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 2/23/2025, three car accident where two people died, and she was rear-ended, and their car rear-ended a car in front. Cars were totaled. She suffered from pain in the neck. Headaches with the symptoms of TBI were initially present, dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, and blurred vision, jaw pain in both sides. Neck pain and the lower back pain was reported. Pain in both shoulders, with range of motion decreased. Weakness of the right arm, weakness of the right leg with shooting pain, as well as weakness of the right arm was reported. Numbness and tingling of both hands and all the fingers was reported. Poor sleep, poor ADLs were described. So far, the patient has continued a conservative treatment involving physical therapy, medications, home therapy. She accidentally missed her MRI appointment yesterday, and new MRI date has to be obtained for her spine MRI, cervical spine, lumbar spine. Overall, the pain level is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 8. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues. Substance abuse and the compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 138 over 79, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit. 11/5/2025, dictation number is 1106-004. The plan is as follows. Patient is provided with the medications, which is Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR for depression, anxiety, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety and panic, Lyrica 50 mg PRN for neuropathy pain. Lidoprim ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Physical therapy will continue with the neck, lower back, both shoulders, right knee, as before, three times a week. She remains off work, housework replacement and transportation is checked. Currently, her MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and shoulders is being rescheduled. MRI of the brain could not be done as M1 imaging is not taking the insurance for them. Pure insurance. Maps were reviewed. New labs have been obtained. The MRI for the right knee was available, and it describes anterior cruciate ligament strain with the patellofemoral degenerative changes. Patient was advised that she may benefit from some injections to the knee times 3. With the ACE bandage and knee brace and rest, it appears that the surgery is not required, so no surgical consultation is being obtained. Patient is otherwise stable. Once she has MRIs are done, we'll be reviewing her. So far, she doesn't want any injection treatment, and so conservative treatment is continuing. Thank you. She's also doing a OT as well as chiropractic treatment with Dr. Rodney.